From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Venezuela's opposition promises to keep up the pressure. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. But a separate protest by red-shirted government supporters also took place Thursday. Brazil's ousted President Dilma Rousseff has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. The appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's right to due process. If the court grants any injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that's out of the question. However, Wednesday marked a third day with no reports of fighting between the two sides, which suggests maybe they are heeding U.S. calls to end hostilities, at least for the time being. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville on Thursday after a night of violence. This is VOA News. Three Zambian church groups have called for peace ahead of an anticipated court ruling on the opposition's challenge to the results of the August 11th presidential election. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, the Council of Churches in Zambia, and the Catholic Bishops' Conference called on political party leaders to make sure their supporters do not engage in acts of violence after the ruling. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. He declared in a speech late Wednesday in Arizona that he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country. He renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and to make Mexico pay for it. Trump wrote on his Twitter account Thursday that there would be no amnesty for illegals leading to citizenship. Trump spoke to supporters at a rally Wednesday in Ohio.
We will treat everyone with dignity, respect, and compassion. But our greatest compassion will be for the American citizen.
Democrat Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, wants to continue current U.S. policy to deport illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, but she wants to retain executive orders signed by President Obama, offering deferred enforcement to certain categories of illegals with no criminal records. Clinton has called for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies. The U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Romanian hacker nicknamed Guccifer to 52 months in prison. Marcel Lahel Lazar was convicted of hacking into the email accounts of about 100 Americans in a case that exposed the private account used by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. Hurricane Herman lashed Florida's northern Gulf Coast Thursday evening. Warnings have been issued for a swath of North Florida extending inland to include the city of Tallahassee. Herman could dump as much as 51 centimeters of rain in some parts of the state. Ocean storm surges could reach as high as 3.6 meters. Herman is expected to weaken, move into Georgia, and then up the eastern U.S. coast over the next several days. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in Florida Thursday. NASA said SpaceX was testing a rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and a satellite on board was destroyed. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.